This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a Truebolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big money at Menards.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Thomas Grant, a 42-year-old architect with a passion for exploring abandoned structures, had heard rumors of a mysterious bridge in the dense forests near the town of Eldridge. This bridge, known as the Bridge to Nowhere, was said to appear only on foggy nights and lead to an unknown, sinister destination. Thomas, a logical man with a hint of skepticism, was intrigued and decided to seek out the bridge himself. On a foggy autumn evening, equipped with his camera and flashlight, Thomas ventured into the forest. The air was thick with mist, and the forest seemed to close in around him. After hours of walking, he finally came upon the bridge. It was an old, wrought iron structure, partially overgrown with vines and moss. As he stepped onto it, a chill ran down his spine. The bridge felt unnaturally cold, and the fog seemed to grow denser, obscuring the other side. With each step Thomas took, the bridge seemed to elongate, stretching further into the fog. The scenery around him began to change subtly. The trees appeared older, gnarled and twisted, and the sounds of the forest grew eerily silent. As he continued, Thomas realized the bridge was transforming. The iron turned to ancient weathered stone, and strange symbols appeared along the railings, glowing faintly in the fog. A sense of dread filled him, but his curiosity pushed him forward. The fog enveloped Thomas completely, and he found himself walking in a void, the bridge now a narrow, precarious path. Whispers echoed around him, voices speaking in a language he couldn't understand, filled with sorrow and malice. Thomas tried to turn back, but the path behind him had vanished, swallowed by the fog. He had no choice but to continue forward, into the unknown. The bridge seemed to be alive, responding to his presence. The stones shifted under his feet, and ghostly figures appeared in the fog, reaching out to him with ethereal hands. The whispers grew louder, telling tales of those who had crossed the bridge before him and never returned. In a terrifying climax, the bridge ended abruptly at a cliff overlooking a dark, abyssal chasm. The figures in the fog converged on Thomas, their whispers becoming screams. As he tried to retreat, the bridge crumbled beneath him, and he fell into the chasm. The next morning, the forest was calm. The fog lifted. A search party found Thomas's camera near the edge of a ravine, but there was no bridge, and no sign of Thomas. The camera's last photo showed the bridge, extending into an impenetrable darkness. The story of Thomas Grant and the Bridge to Nowhere became a chilling legend among the locals of Eldridge. They spoke of a bridge that bridged worlds, a path taken by the unwary that led to a fate worse than death. In the historic town of Ravenswood, nestled between rolling hills and ancient woodlands, stood the centuries-old Whitmore Cemetery. Sophie Anderson, a 28-year-old local artist known for her fascination with Gothic architecture and sculpture, often visited the cemetery for inspiration. Sophie, with her keen eye for detail and a soft spot for the macabre, found the cemetery's statues particularly captivating. One foggy evening, as twilight cast its gloom over Ravenswood, Sophie decided to sketch the statues in the cemetery under the eerie light of the setting sun. The statues, ranging from angels to mournful figures, had always intrigued her with their lifelike expressions and intricate details. As she set up her easel and began to draw, Sophie felt a strange sensation, as if she were being watched. She chalked it up to the solitude of the cemetery and continued her work. However, when she glanced at a statue she had just sketched, she noticed it was in a slightly different position than before. Confused, Sophie looked around at the other statues. To her horror, she realized they had all moved, ever so subtly. Statues she remembered facing one way were now turned in another direction. Expressions seemed to have changed, some now bearing faint, eerie smiles. Heart pounding, Sophie gathered her things, intending to leave. But as she turned towards the entrance, she found her path blocked by statues that had not been there before. It was as if they had silently moved, corralling her deeper into the cemetery. Panicking, Sophie tried to find another way out, but the statues seemed to be herding her towards the cemetery's old chapel. The figures appeared to come alive in the mist, their stone eyes following her movements, their marble hands seeming to reach out to her. As Sophie approached the chapel, the statues formed a circle around it, trapping her inside. The door to the chapel creaked open, revealing darkness within. Reluctantly, Sophie entered, hoping for another exit. Inside the chapel, she found more statues, these even more grotesque and menacing. In the center of the room stood a statue of the cemetery's founder, Lord Whitmore, his figure dominating the space. His eyes, carved in cold stone, seemed to stare directly into Sophie's soul. The air grew colder, and the whispers of the dead filled the chapel. The statues began to move, their limbs creaking, as if coming to life. Sophie, realizing she was in the presence of something unholy, tried to escape, but the door had shut behind her, locked by an unseen force. In the story's terrifying climax, the statues encroached upon Sophie, their stone fingers cold and unyielding. Lord Whitmore's statue moved towards her, its mouth opening in a silent scream. Sophie's final sketch fell from her trembling hands, capturing the moment the statues descended upon her. The next day, the cemetery was as still as ever. Sophie's easel was found near the chapel, her sketches scattered around, each depicting the statues in hauntingly different poses. But of Sophie herself, there was no trace. In the serene town of Maplewood, nestled at the edge of an expansive forest, Ethan Collins, a 30-year-old local teacher and avid hiker, decided to take a late-night drive along the forest road to clear his head. Ethan, a pragmatic man with an affinity for nature, found solace in the forest's tranquility. As Ethan drove through the thick woods, the full moon cast eerie shadows across the road. The night was still, the only sound being the crunch of gravel under his car's tires. Ethan's thoughts wandered, lost in the peacefulness of the drive. Without warning, a dark figure appeared on the roadside. Ethan slammed on the brakes, his heart racing. The figure was tall and shrouded in darkness, its features obscured. Shaken, Ethan waited for the figure to move, but it remained motionless. Eager to leave the unsettling presence behind, Ethan drove on. But a few miles down the road, the figure appeared again, this time standing in the middle of the road, forcing Ethan to swerve. He stopped the car, his mind struggling to understand. Each time he looked back, the figure was closer to the car, a silent, ominous presence. Panic set in as Ethan realized this wasn't an ordinary person. The figure seemed to materialize out of the darkness itself, its form not quite human, more a shadow than flesh and blood. Ethan sped up, hoping to outrun the figure, but it appeared again and again, each time closer, its movements unnatural and fluid. The air grew colder, and a sense of dread enveloped Ethan. He felt he was being hunted by this entity. In a desperate attempt to escape, Ethan turned onto a side road, one that led deeper into the forest. The figure followed, its presence looming in the rearview mirror. The forest seemed to close in around Ethan, the trees whispering secrets in the wind. As Ethan's terror grew, the figure began to reveal its true form. Its eyes glowed a faint red in the darkness, and its hands were elongated, ending in sharp, claw-like fingers. It was no longer just following Ethan. It was toying with him, enjoying his fear. Ethan's car suddenly lost power, rolling to a stop in the darkness of the forest. The headlights flickered and went out, plunging him into pitch black. The last thing Ethan saw was the dark thing approaching, its form expanding and enveloping the car. The next morning, Ethan's car was found abandoned on the forest road. The doors open, the interior untouched. There was no sign of Ethan, no trace of his whereabouts. The only clue was a set of deep, unidentifiable marks around the car, as if something had encircled it.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.